Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Zach Nelson as we chat Horton girls basketball. The Lady Chargers did not play last Friday night, so just one game from last night to discuss. Horton now 5-11 on the season. The game last night against ACCHS resulting in a 70-29 loss. We're just talking about ACCHS. I believe they hit 14 three-pointers last night, came out and scored 27 points in that first quarter. When they're on, they're on. Certainly sounded like kind of made it a challenge because of the way the Tigers were just shooting the basketball from the perimeter last night, huh?
Oh, yeah. They started out pretty hot, and we try to shoot with them, and we're not able to do that with that team. There's not many teams that can, I don't think, especially even in 2A, that can stay with them once they're hitting like that. They were on. They were taking good looks. They were getting open shots, but we started rotating more, and then whenever we did limit them to a miss, we did a pretty good job last night of boxing out and getting rebounds. We didn't give up as many offensive rebounds as we have been doing, so that was kind of a plus for the night.
Leah Soto with 15 points to lead the Chargers again offensively, and a couple road games as well still on the docket here. You're at Mar-Hill Mount Academy on Friday night, and then at Oskaloosa as well. Another Mar-Hill Mount Academy team you've already played twice, so a third matchup against them, and then the rematch with Oskaloosa, a team that you've beaten as well. But you've split with Mar-Hill Mount Academy, so I'm sure you're hoping the girls play well in what should be a couple really competitive games, and certainly for sub-state and the final league standings, there's a lot on the line here in the next week.
Oh, yeah, there's still lots to play for, and talking to the girls, and the regular season is there, and then the real season begins as far as sub-state and beyond, because then it's just, you got to play your best basketball at this time of the year, and we're very capable of doing those things. We just got to all pull together and do those.
What are some of the little things, I guess? You got a couple days of practice. You had a few extra days last week, as we talked about, without the game on Friday. What are some extra time, I guess, being spent on in practices that you feel like can help get this team to a higher level still?
We still got to do a lot of little things the right way. Like I said, we were boxing out better. That's kind of hurt us in a few games, giving up a lot of offensive rebounds to teams and giving them more than their fair share of second chance points. And just making ourselves play defense so long, and then trying to take care of the ball offensively and, look for good shots. Last night I felt like we did a pretty good job of looking for good shots and getting good shots. We just didn't make those shots, which kind of helps. If once we're making those shots, it fuels our defense a little bit more, and we can get rolling that way. But, just ball movement, don't letting it stick. We've been preaching to the girls, once the ball hits your hands, we need to be ready to move the ball side to side, work the defense like we know how to, because we don't want to just have to play defense the whole night.
You bet. Well, best of luck in these final regular season games. We'll chat and look ahead to Substate next week, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a good one, Justin.
Zach Nelson, head coach of the Horton girls. We'll talk Charger boys hoops next.